Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 29, 2010. My name's Martin Drummond, and I want to encourage you to sacrifice your binky. You know, it's easy as a Christian to think that a more blessed life is the result of a less stressed life. After all, doesn't everybody want fewer struggles? You and I have both met struggling believers who think that those who flourish in faith do so because they have an easier path with fewer obstacles. Now, for some believers, that's probably true. But for many others, it's clearly not true. Their enduring faith is, instead, a function of sanctified determination to love and to serve God no matter what. I was reminded this morning of this fact while reading from Luke 8 regarding the parable of the sower. You know this story. A farmer went out to the fields to sow seed. Some fell on the hard path and was quickly eaten by the birds. Some fell on a rocky path, and it sprouted, yes, but it quickly dried up from a lack of moisture. And some fell on a thorny soil where it sprouted and grew, but produced no harvest because much of the needed moisture and plant nutrients were being diverted to the thorns and weeds. And some fell on good soil where it sprouted and produced a hundredfold harvest. Now, my attention this morning is directed toward the third metaphor. Jesus said in verse 14 that the harvest of the seed was choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Interestingly, he said the plant did not mature. Wow. In my mind's eye, as I read that, I imagined seeing a teenager going for a job interview while carrying a baby blanket or a teddy bear, perhaps even a pacifier. It would look silly. Chances are that the job would go to somebody else because the hiring manager wanted someone with evidence of maturity. So here's the application to our faith. You and I both want to produce a hundredfold harvest for the Lord, who has given us life and a field within which to serve. And that's why we need to be diligent in pulling the thorny vines from our lives. We know that the enemy doesn't want us doing anything good for God's kingdom, and he'll always be planting thorny vines into our corners of the world. He'll always be telling us that we need the binky blanket that he gave us. But he's a liar. He's always been and always will be. So the more that we pull the vines out that choke us, whatever the binky blanket is, the more we can grow toward a maturity of faith. Now, it won't be easy, but the fourth metaphor tells us such perseverance will produce more harvest of praise and worship for God. Please, my friend, pray for conviction about what is choking your spiritual growth and blocking you from spiritual maturity. Whatever it is, a thing, a possession, financial selfishness or insecurity, a habit of the flesh, a hobby that steals Bible and prayer time, we need to lay that blanket, that binky, on the altar and put on the robe of righteousness and the armor of faith, both which can be ours through a growing maturity in Jesus Christ. Our harvest for God's sake and for our own will be greater as a result. As always, I love you, Martin.